Good morning. 641 Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, dude?
How you doing? Doing good. Doing good. It's Friday, man. I'm feeling good. Well rested, ready for the day. What?
Did you get your shirt on at least?
No. I'm completely nude in the studio. Come on now.
How many people in there, you know?
Yeah, I can get away with it now. It's fine. Anyway, what? I don't know. Why am I saying I'm naked in the studio? We got to do your rock news and rock history, for God's sakes.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. And tell them thanks for bringing the Screaming Yellow Summer to you. Anyway. Ozzy Osbourne will celebrate the 30th anniversary of the 1991's No More Tears album with an expanded digital audio album set to be released on September 17th. That's right. It will also be available on two special edition vinyl versions, a 2-LP black vinyl set, and a special yellow and red 2-LP vinyl set with a specially created booklet exclusively at TowerRecords.com. The reissue contains 24 tracks, 11 of which are either demos or live tracks. Yeah, man, getting that Ozzy fix, man.
Hey, Ozzy doing, physically? How's his health going?
He's rough. He's been rough since the 90s, man. But no, I mean, he had some health scares, and then, like, he crashed that four-wheeler. I mean, yeah, so he's around, but he's not really around, if that makes sense.
I was going to say, are they, like, wheeling him into the studio now, and he's just belting out these tunes?
Pretty much. I think it is
crazy.
But he's still here. It's going to take a lot to snuff out Ozzy, man. It really is.
Prince of Darkness, man.
When it was released, No More Tears produced 4 top 10 singles on the Billboard Rock Track charts, including Mama, I'm Coming Home, which reached number 2, Road to Nowhere, number 3, Time After Time, which reached number 6, and the title track, No More Tears, which reached number 10. So a banger of an album, as we like to say in the industry. It was a banger. So look for that again coming in September. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history for today.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, July 30th, 1947, the legendary Mark Bolan of T-Rex was born in London. Tragically, died in a car crash. But this guy, Mark Bolan, should really get a lot of, if not all, the credit for basically starting the glam metal movement. He was the one that you saw, on stage for the first time, maybe a little rouge on the cheeks, maybe some glitter lip balm, the fancy boa. But God, could that guy play some music, man. It's just a hell of a guitarist, hell of a musician. And
maybe you should try to throw on some T-Rex a little bit later.
God, I do love Bang a Gong, man. We might have to throw that on there. Hell, Bossman Bill's on vacation. He can't get mad at me for throwing on some checks.
Let's go.
All right. So there you go. Happy birthday, Mark. We miss you, buddy. That is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.